I think I've heard of it. Belle was being polite. The name meant nothing to her. That was not surprising. New elder care facilities seemed to pop up monthly. An aging population riddled with end-of-life issues such as Alzheimer's made such places the only growth area around here. Belle couldn't keep track of them all. Typically, they were christened with names like Sunnyside and Brooksdale and Willow Walk and Friendship Bay. Happy, soothing, cheerful names. Names that tried to gloss over the reality of what went on past the pleasant lobby and the carpeted corridors. A swan dive into decline and a ragged death. Such places were located at the end of one-way roads paved with sorrow. But that was better, she supposed, than what used to happen years ago, when a deteriorating older relative was left to rot in a back bedroom with a portable commode and the blinds pulled shut. Thorn Apple Terrace, Darlene said, is supposed to be one of the best. You don't sound convinced. For the past several months, my father had gotten more and more agitated. We used to sit in the visitor's lounge, but he didn't want to go there anymore. He wanted to stay in his room. Something, or someone, was bothering him. He couldn't tell me. He didn't talk very often. But I knew. I just felt it. And when I tried to have a chat with the director about it, she... An argument suddenly erupted in the booth next to theirs. A tangled snarl of voices jump-started by beer and bad manners. Belle had seen the trio of 20-somethings on her way in. She could not see them now. The back of the bench seat rose too high. But she got the gist of the fight based on the spillover noise. Two women were quarreling. Shrieking, really. Over whether or not the man across from them was, as one of the women had just eloquently dubbed him, a shithead. Because he had been dating them simultaneously, without either one knowing about it. Until tonight.
He is too a shithead, the woman said.
And the other countered wittily,
is not.
This went on for a few more dreary minutes, while the man said nothing. Belle couldn't see his face, but she imagined he was lapping up the attention. Even though his evening would probably end with a Bud Light bottle smashed over his head and a lot of blood loss. Violence was always lurking just...